Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a practicing believer who practice living. No, I'm not stuck. I'm purposely saying practice living the Word of God. I practice the God habit. That's what I practice, the God habit. What does God say about it? How should I be acting? How should I be doing? I'm a doer of the word. I'm a doer of the word. I not only read it, but I do the word. I do the word. And I thank God for that. And I am bragging on my God. I'm bragging on him because he's a keeper. And whatever you give to him, he will keep it. He preserves it. Yes. And so I magnify God that I am a practicing believer with a God habit. You know, you have so many different habits these days. People saying, I got the K habit. You know, I got this habit, I got that habit, and I can't help it. Well, I have and I practice living the God habit, and I don't want to stop it. I want it to keep on going, want it to increase the God habit. I want to know more about the Lord. I want to get to know him better. So I love where I am in God. And my strive is to continue to grow in the Lord. So I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. I used to be a smoker. Yes, I used to be a smoker. And that was a bad habit to me because one night I didn't have any cigarettes, and I walked, I guess, a mile or so, 1 o'clock in the morning, in knee-deep snow to get a package of cigarettes. And when I got back home and I caught myself, I said, now, you know, this thing has a hold to me. It's in control of me. It's telling me what to do and how to do. Instead of me being in control and telling it that I'm through smoking you, or I'm not walking to no mile to get a package of you. But when I got back and I thought about that, I thought about that they had control of me. And I set those boys on the chest of drawer, and I took it and prayed and one day at a time. And the end of the week, I was no longer smoking. Put a piece of peppermint in my mouth and just kept my focus, praying and asking God to help me. And so that's why I practice the God habit, so that I don't have to have bad habits. I don't have to do these things, and it keeps you in peace when we do it God's way, when we do it His way. I'm a customer. I carry out my divinely appointed position as a customer service agent for Jesus. That's who I am. I magnify God that I know who I am. A customer service agent for Jesus. That's who I am. And you know who told me that? He did. God told me. I don't have to ask you who I am. I know who I am and whose I am. I'm a customer service agent for Jesus to do His bidding here. He has anointed me to share the good news about Him with you. Woo! And I'm excited about that. I am so glad that you are here with me today and that we have a good show all night long on Monday night, the word focus, all in my mind, my dreams, my thought, focus, focus. That's what we've got to stay. Focused, focused, focused on what we as saints, what we're all about, what we're to do. We have a job to do. Focus. But if we lose our focus, and you know who's glad about that? Yeah, you're right. The enemy. He is so happy that we lose our focus. That's exactly what he wants. He wants us to lose our focus. He knows that time is winding up. We almost at the end of this thing. And what better way for him to celebrate than for us to lose our focus and then lose our souls? He'd be mighty happy, mighty glad about that. Excuse me. So, I am truly happy and thankful to God for my journey. It's a sweet journey because I have the peace of God. And that is, money can't buy that. Money can't buy God's peace. It can't buy it. It takes God. It takes us in His Word and keeping our focus. That's what it's going to take. Well, all right then. Our topic today is focus. Heaven, have you lost yours? Focus. Heaven, have you lost yours? And I remember when it was just like everybody, their focus, and it was about heaven. But the enemy has introduced us to so many things that we've gotten off of that, and our focus is on everything else except heaven. Do we yet want to hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant"? Come on in. Are we still excited about that? Well, if not, that's what I want to encourage you with today. If you're right at that edge where you're almost to lose your focus, well, that's what I want to encourage you with today. Just keep your focus. If you're keeping your focus, and I want to encourage you and just confirm, keep your focus. Don't give the enemy any place, but keep your focus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So let's just have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into our topic for today. Focus. Heaven, have you lost yours? Have you lost your focus on heaven? Have you lost it? Heaven is our focus, and we want to make it there. So come go with me in a word of prayer. Bring in your mind, and if you're down and you're out, lift up your mind. Allow the word of the Lord to enter in and encourage you. Let it get into your heart. Come on and let it fill your eyes. Your eyesight, your ears, and your heart. The word of God, he is a keeper. He is a deliverer. He is God, and he can do anything but fail. So come go with me in prayer today, and I touch and I agree with you today for your deliverance, for your healing, for whatever it is. Excuse me. That you have before God and that you need God to do for you today. I touch and I agree with you in the name of Jesus. God can do anything but fail, but you've got to believe that. You've got to believe that God can do it. He's done it for me. I'm a believer. He made a believer. Thank you, Lord. Out of me, there isn't anything. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There isn't anything that God can't do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's done it for others, and he's done it for me. So I know God will do it for you too. So come on, go with me, and let us pray. Let us believe together. For God to do greater things, the greater things. Most gracious Father, today we thank you. And Lord, we magnify you. We give you all of the glory and all of the praise, God, for this broadcast on today, God. Lord, I find nobody like you, God. And I sure do thank you for being in my life, God. Thank you for being a keeper, God, a deliverer, Lord, in the name of Jesus, a healer. Thank you, God, a father, Lord Jesus. Whatever I need, God, thank you. Thank you for being it, Lord. Thank you, God, for being it, God. Thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I magnify you, God. We come asking that you would forgive us if we've displeased you, God, in any way, Lord. If we've not done what you've asked us to do, God. If we're not doing your will, God. Forgive us, Lord. And help us, God, to get on that right track, God. And live this life focused. Hallelujah. Focused. Focused on you, God. Focused on heaven, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where there'll be no more sickness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No more depression. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No more heads hung down. No more worry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But we'll have peace all the time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to hold out and hold on a little bit longer, God. Help us, God. Help us, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, God. Have mercy. Have mercy, God. In the name of Jesus, that we don't give up, Lord, that we don't quit, God. Help us to see the enemy, Lord, see the tricks that he's trying to pull, God, on your children, God. In the name of Jesus, go there right now, God, to my sister, Lord Jesus, that done gave up, God, that done quit on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That one that's almost, God, almost to quit, Lord, almost, God. To stop, Lord. Go there right now, God. The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. Go there. Rescue, God. Rescue him, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Rescue him. Rescue that mind, God. in the name of Jesus. Give peace to the mind, Lord. Heal that mind, God, in the name of Jesus, that they can run on another day, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I almost gave up on Jesus. But today, my strength, my courage is renewed in the Lord, and I thank him for it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for my sister, my brother, that I agree with, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for great things, oh God, for you said the greater things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Go into the homes, God, of your people right now. Go in there, Lord. Rescue them, God, in the name of Jesus. Their mind, they've been calling on you, Lord, praying, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it, God. Fall right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the nursing homes, God, the hospitals, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch, heal, and deliver, God. Set free today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in your name today, God, now magnify you for it right now, God. Give you glory and praise, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. What is it all about, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. If we don't have you, Lord, and we thank you right now, God, for this prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on our elders, our pastors, God, our bishop, our mothers, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage their hearts, God, to keep their focus, oh God, on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not on money, not on positions. Thank you, Lord, not on any of that, but our focus on heaven, on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Everything else, you said it would be added. We would seek you, Lord, and we thank you now, God. Now continue to bless is our prayer, God. Let listeners tune in and hear, God, and be encouraged to catch a hold of faith, oh God, and hold on, Lord Jesus. Hold on, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to that focus, Lord, to your word, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bring them out, God, in your name today, God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, you said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways, our doings, God, and we acknowledge you on the broadcast today. It's all about you, Lord, and we glory in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you now, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Do magnify God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for prayer, for prayer. Hallelujah, God. Prayer is always in order. It's in order. It's in order. For the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, much, much. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. If you have a prayer request and you would like us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com and you can leave your request there. If you would like to be a guest on my show, you can go to my email address, or if you would like for me to come and encourage the people where you are, whatever the event, and I will do just that. My email address is mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, and if you have a testimony, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, because he keeps doing great things for me. Thank you, Lord. How about you? You have a testimony, and you want to share it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Said it's just like fire shut up in my bones. You want to share it. Thank you, Lord. You can call me right now at 347-850-8928. And for the next 8 minutes, you can share that testimony. Focus. Heaven, have you lost yours? Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I want you to check while you're at the website, check out my books that the Lord has blessed me to write. And I thank God for that. I never knew that I could write. Never thought I would ever do anything like that. Oh, but God, you don't have to see it, and you may not even understand it, but God, to do what he had gave me to do, I magnify him for that. I magnify him for that. Thank you, Lord. I love the Lord, and I sure do thank him. So today we are talking about focus. Have you lost your focus on heaven? Do you remember when you first got saved, or when you first met the Lord, and how you were so excited? Have you lost that excitement? Have you lost that zeal that you had to run on for the Lord? Have you lost the focus of what the Lord was giving you to do? Have you lost all of that? Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have you lost your focus? Heaven, have you lost your focus that I want to go to heaven? Did you tell the Lord that? I want to go to heaven. How many people have told God, I want to go to heaven? Save me, Lord. Save me. Save me, God. And God is, he remembers. Says when others forget, he remembers. He remembers that you told him that I want to be saved. So maybe you're going through some things and you wondered why. Well, if you're not doing what God is giving you to do, yeah, you didn't already drop that in his spirit that you want to be saved. So because you told him that, he's on his job and he's bringing you to him. The sooner you surrender and say yes, the sooner you can have peace in that situation that you're going through. It may not stop right now, or it may not be over right now. But what God will do is give you peace as you go through it. And when you come out of it, you think that that's the best thing that ever happened to you, because he was in there with you. You will not, and we're never alone. He's always there with us. But because we've told him. So it's important that we keep our focus on heaven and don't lose it. Focus is an act of concentrating interest or activity on something. And our something, saints, is the word of God. It's keeping our focus on the word so that we can live it, so that we can get it. It can become a part of our being as we meditate, as we read God's word, study God's word, and get to know him better. We get to know him through his word, because his word is him. How you gonna get to know somebody if you don't ever spend any time with them? If all you do is speak, how you doing, Jesus? How you doing? Hi, Jesus. But you never spend any intimate time with him, you'll never get to know him. And the only way to do that is through his word. You got to get in there and let it get all in you. Get in the word and then let him get in you and share fellowship with the Lord. It says concentrate, theme, concern, subject matter, topic, issue, whatever it is, the word of God, the word of God, essence, the zest, the matter, the state of quality of having, of producing clear and definition and visual definition. So God will give us, when we get in there with him, he will give us how to do out of his word. His word will become alive in us, and we will have vision because now we'll be seeing it through his eyes. His focal point will become ours. We'll become sharp, crisp, distinct, clear, well-defined, well-focused. We will not be blurred, unfocused, indistinct, blurry, fuzzy, hazy, misty, cloudy, lacking definition. The shots are slightly out of focus. We won't be out of focus if we stay and keep our focus on the Lord. But who do you think want our focus to be fuzzy and hazy and misty and cloudy and lacking definition? Nobody but that slew-footed enemy. He would love that, and he'd do it all the time. He'd use the same tricks. He'd use the same one on our sisters and our brothers to keep them that way. But we don't have to stay that way. We don't have to stay that way. Get up, dust ourselves off, and get back in the race. Get back in the race. Keeping our focus, on going to heaven. Because after a while, it's going to all be over. Have you lost your focus on God, on his word? The only way to get to know God and to stay knowing him, that heavenly focus. I know for years people have been saying Jesus is coming, and one day he is. So until he does, we need to keep our focus on our reward. Hearing God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," the enemy is at his best trying to wear the saints down. Don't you give in to his hype. No time to have blurred focused, be unfocused, fuzzy, cloudy, and in your mind and your spirit, lacking definition, being out of focus. Colossians 3 and 2 says, "Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth." Matthew 6 and 35 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Patience. It's going to take patience. He said, wait on me. Don't be in a hurry, but wait on me. Let me fix it for you. Let God fix it. Psalms 1 through 6 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, but standeth in the seat of the scornful." Proverbs, and you read that. Go read Proverbs 1, that 1 through 6. Proverbs 4 and 25 says, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee." Romans 8 and 5, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit." Come on, y'all. We've got to get a spiritual mind. We've got to come up out of here and get that heavenly mind, our focus on what we are going to do. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God." Unto who? Unto God. "A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Come on, y'all. We got to keep our focus. I want to encourage you to keep your focus on the Lord. And if you need me, you have my email address. You have my website. You can contact me, and we can pray together. And so until the next time, be encouraged in the Lord.